Universal literature.
People often ask me if Shakespeare is still relevant today. My answer is that Shakespeare is the greatest author to speak about the human condition, life and death, what it is to be in love, what it is to be greedy, to have ambition, and all the important events in a human being's life. There is no author, in my opinion, before or since, that has, to the same level, been able to speak to people from every background. He came from a small town in Stratford, and he knew ordinary people. Then he moved to London and met the Queen and mixed with people from a totally different background. At the time he was living, there was a big plague in London. There were wars, and he really saw the different sides of the human condition. He writes the working-class characters as well as he writes the kings. If you go and see a Shakespeare play, there will often be somebody in it who will speak to you or be like somebody you know. And people weep when they see his tragedies because they've been in love, they've lost love, and they've had people they love dying. I think it doesn't matter that 400 years later we are going on jumbo jets and going on the internet. We're still all falling in love, living and dying. And all of those who study these works will fall in love and will eventually experience loss, sometimes heartbreaking loss, and all the terrible things and beautiful things that life has to offer. Also, there are still wars. Henry V is about a war, and he talks about all the arms and legs cut off in battle, and says that it will be a black matter for the king who sent them to the war if this is a wrong war. We're still indulging in the same matters as they did in Shakespeare's day. Unfortunately, we are still in wars. We still get diseases, and we are still dying. And thankfully, we're still falling in love. It matters little that we're doing these things with a laptop under our arm, or that we are using smart bombs instead of a sword. The human emotions are still the same. And we still laugh about the same things. Shakespeare writes very bawdy, comic characters that make jokes about just about everything, including drink and sex. He can talk about huge subjects, such as what happens to us after death. And then in the next scene, he makes a joke about genitals. If you come and see As You Like It, you will see that people are really laughing. Not laughing because they think, oh, we know this is funny, because they have been told it is funny, or they want to impress someone, but they're laughing because they find it genuinely funny.